Good afternoon. Temperatures remain on the cold side today across all of interior New York and New England. It is raw and damp, although most of the precipitation continues to slide to the north and is confined to mostly the Adirondacks, the Upper Hudson Valley, and Champlain Valley across into Vermont. Most of these locations will continue to see pockets of freezing rain and sleet, although as temperatures slowly climb above freezing, plain rain showers will be likely by the end of the day and into the evening. South of this area of precipitation, a lot of clouds and spotty drizzle or perhaps even some freezing drizzle today. Temperatures should manage to climb and stay above freezing through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Some locations in southernmost New York and New England will manage to get into the lower 40s. The wind will tend to pick up as a low pressure center and an unseasonably strong trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere pivot through the Great Lakes. Another low pressure center along the mid-Atlantic coastal plain will track north and east over Long Island and New England. This will increase the pressure gradient as we go through the next 24 hours, and the wind at times out of the southeast will gust over 30, 40, and perhaps even up to 50 miles per hour, especially across the higher terrain. As a result, temperatures will climb overnight tonight, and with the trough of low pressure approaching, most of us will pick up a steadier and at times heavier rain through sunrise tomorrow. With the system still pivoting through and that deep trough making its way across the region tomorrow, temperatures will push into the 50s and rain is likely in heavier bursts at times and maybe even some thunderstorms, especially across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England during the morning and into the afternoon. Behind this system on Tuesday, cooler air will flow in with temperatures holding in the 40s and scattered rain and snow showers. The wind will flip around to the northwest and remain gusty at times. Another disturbance will pivot through on Wednesday with just the risk of a shower, otherwise partly sunny skies, and high temperatures will stay near 50 for afternoon highs. As we get into the latter portion of the week, it looks like we'll continue to see at least the risk of a few showers on Wednesday night and a steadier rain for the day on Thursday. Another system will pass by with highs near 50, leftover showers behind that system on Friday in the mid to upper 40s, and finally it looks dry as we start next weekend on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs back into the middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a robust storm system will continue to spread heavy snow across the Great Lakes with a sharp temperature gradient across much of the Ohio and Mississippi valleys. Freezing rain will be possible. Winter weather advisories, winter storm warnings, and even a few blizzard warnings are left from southern Minnesota and northern Iowa through the Great Lakes across to Maine. To the south, widespread to numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of the associated front as it tracks from the Ohio Valley into the mid-Atlantic this afternoon. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has highlighted this area for an enhanced risk of severe weather as a line of strong to severe thunderstorms will move across the region. Damaging winds and tornadoes are most likely from the Savannah Valley into southern Virginia this afternoon and early evening. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with showers developing, lower 40s. Boston cloudy and windy with showers, freezing rain, and sleet, mid 30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with freezing rain and rain, and highs in the mid 40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high, 86, set in 2003, and the record low, 21, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14 a.m., sunset this evening 7:37 p.m., 13 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with sleet and freezing rain today, highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy and windy with freezing rain, then plain rain overnight tonight with temperatures climbing into the middle 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers developing today and highs in the upper 30s. cloudy and windy with more rain tonight, temperatures climbing into the 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy and windy with more rain tonight, temperatures climbing into the 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy, scattered showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy and windy with more rain tonight, temperatures climbing into the 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with rain and pockets of freezing rain today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy and windy with more rain tonight, temperatures climbing into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain, windy, possibly a thunderstorm, lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, a chance of showers Tuesday in the mid-40s, a chance of showers near 50 on Wednesday. A good chance of rain on Thursday near 50. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Friday, mid to upper 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.